The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 11th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm the Saturday morning person, Booyah. Yes, thank you for the good luck, because we definitely needed it. It wasn't as bad of a day as I was anticipating, so I think that luck came in handy.
Yeah, not too big of a day here to talk about, as we are here, of course, to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 66 in the house, and it was honestly, you know, more of the same. In fact, the most interesting things to come from the day, probably at the end of the day, a couple of camera talks, stuff like that. But, you know, things are going to be mostly the same throughout the day. Kyland is our HOH, and he has decided that he wants to target Tiffany this week. He plans to put Tiffany and Hannah on the block. He is going to do his one-on-ones throughout the day, but they are mostly just more of the same. You know, even his conversation with Tiffany is like, I guess not more of the same, but just like, weird and not particularly game focused.
I did not enjoy those conversations. I felt really bad for Tiffany. We know that Tiffany's made a bunch of mistakes in the last couple of weeks, especially. But what I just found out about how he was conducting his interviews with Tiffany was that, like, she needed to say the exact right thing in the exact right order that he wants her to say them in. And he wants her to admit to all these different things, but then he's going to hold her accountable for all these things that she's admitting to. And it's just kind of like, she can't do anything right. And it's so frustrating. And after one conversation, she even just kind of storms out of there just being like, I can't say anything right with this man. And it's true. She can. She actually cannot say anything right with him.
Yep. And I will say, you know, For me, it's like, I feel like Kyland is just continually telling on himself. Like, if you are playing a game, you have all the justification in the world to target whoever you want because it's a game. But when you're playing a game and you insist on bringing up, like, no, I have good personal reasons why I'm making this decision that are noble, when they're clearly not, you are telling on yourself, Kyland.
I just, like, I'm just trying to rationalize, like, and understand how Kyland's mind is working. You know, he has that idea that he wants to sit beside the best in the end because he wants to be considered to be like the Cody and be asked back. But doesn't he think about optically, if he takes out all the women in the game, that he might not be that likable and people might not want him to come back? Like, what? Why aren't you thinking about all angles as to how you are being portrayed, not just sitting in the final two against someone that you think is deserving?
I'm telling you, this man has gone down. He's gone through a tunnel and he never came out the other side. he has gotten lost in this Big Brother world, and it's sad to see. So Kylan is going to talk to Xavier first, of course. Xavier actually mentions, so he's, you know, talking more about the plan, but Xavier actually mentions that, you know, maybe we could, or like I could use the veto on Hannah this week to sort of cover ourselves, make it seem like, oh, we're not working together. It's not the men against the women or anything like that. And Kylan's like, yeah, that could work. That could maybe work. Obviously wouldn't really work for Kylan, but Kylan is open to it.
Well, do you think that Kylan has kind of like a competitor crush on Xavier? Because the way that he talks to him, they don't talk to each other like they're two people in an alliance that are working together for the same plan. It seems like he has this like admiration for Xavier. And so I'm wondering if this is why he's clouded by everything else. I think he like wanting to sit beside him is because he thinks that he's so amazing and that like it's going to rub off on him a little bit. And like if people really love him as much as he loves Xavier, that's the only thing that's making some sort of sense with me. Why he's kicking Tiffany to the curb and now is like all in on someone that he hasn't had an alliance with for, or even been talking game with for the last, like before the last 2 weeks.
I mean, he says to the cameras that everybody keeps telling him that he's this amazing player. And he believes it, that like Xavier is the best and he wants to beat the best. So he is, you know, it's very much like it's Kylan thinking that like he is the clever one of like, I'm not going to listen to everyone else and just do what they want me to do. I'm going to listen to everyone else and their opinions and believe it and then choose to make a dumb decision on top of their wrong decision.
Right. Well, and they're saying this just because like he will be difficult to beat to get to the end. So like Xavier does stand in their way, potentially winning a bunch of competitions. So they might not get an opportunity to even sit beside him. I think that Hannah, well, maybe not Hannah, but I think that Tiffany believes that she could beat Xavier, but she's not going to really say that because, you know, she wants to be taken to the end and seeming meek. And that's not the right strategy, it seems, with Kylan, which is just like, it's just also frustrating to watch. And I feel bad for Tiffany and Hannah, who are quite strategic, and they can't say the right thing to this person to make them understand strategically how to play the game and what would be best for him in the game. He just doesn't want to believe it. And so any of the conversations that he's having, I'm just was rolling my eyes the whole time. It's really annoying.
So Kylan says to the cameras, after his conversation with Xavier, maybe I'm terrible at this game and Xavier is going to take me out next week. Xavier did not give him the best vibes in that conversation. But Kylan is, I believe, far too down this path of, he has based his entire personality around this decision that there's no chance that he's going to admit that he's wrong. And you know, it's, we'll see where that goes.
I mean, I can't think of anything tastier than Hannah, you know, staying, winning the head of household in the double, putting up Xavier and Kylan, and, you know, Big D and Azza just take Kylan right out and he follows Tiffany out the door. Like, that's the only way that I think I could be justified in allowing Tiffany to go this week, is that he needs to get his just desserts right away.
Yeah, well, he does talk to Tiffany. And this is, again, it's a very weird conversation, where he's like, I want to lay everything out on the table. I want us to be completely honest with each other. It's pretty clear to me that his goal in this conversation is to find something that she's done wrong, get her to admit it, and then say, well, now it's your fault that you're going up on the block. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of one thing he kept on saying is that later on in the conversation with Hannah, just being like, yeah, you know, she lied to me. You know, she lied to me. I can't come back from that. And and she only trusts me out of necessity. You know, she doesn't trust me because like she wants to trust me. She only wants me to work with me because it's necessity. And I'm just like, this is what you picked up out of this conversation with Tiffany. Like she She's telling you facts and truth. She, whether it's necessity or not, she wants to take you to the end because she thinks she can beat you, A. And B, like, she's being honest. And you guys have been canoodling. She does have an emotional connection to you to a certain degree. So the fact that, you know, just kick her to the curb and not care about her feelings, the fact that they have something intimate going on, and the fact that she's being truthful here, regardless of whether or not it wasn't the whole game and that she deserves to be trusted now, like, or doesn't deserve to be trusted now. It's just like so ridiculous that he entrapped her, and I feel bad.
Yes. So she has this conversation. They've had this conversation before as well, that like they have grown distant in the past, and that she has found reasons to doubt him in the past. But she says, I need you in this game, Kylan. And she says, Xavier does not need you in this game. Xavier has deals with everybody. He has told me multiple times that he wants you out at 6. Xavier needs to go, and you need him to go. But they talk more about, like, again, like how, you know, different times that she hasn't trusted him in the past. And he's just like, yeah, I just wish that you had trusted me all the time. That would have been much better for you.
And she was apologizing as well, just being like, you know, I think that I was clouded with like how I was feeling about Sarah Beth. And I let that get in the way with like how I was, you know, trusting you because you were telling a lot of the things that we were talking about to Sarah Beth because it was coming back to me. And so like he can't take any ownership there that he wasn't really meant to be trusted with the fact that he was taking information and sharing it with Sarah Beth. And so it's just the hypocrisy. It's just like, I wish he judged himself the same way he judged Tiffany.
Wow. Kylan also talks to Hannah. Hannah also is going to make some pitches. They're not going to land. They're not bad, though. She says, look, Kylan, the only person you lose against is Xavier. And he's like, exactly. Like, it's like just actual gameplay. Literally, you have to play. You have to pretend you're an opposite world. With Kylan, here's how you play the game with Kylan. Today's opposite day, but don't tell Kylan. You beat Xavier easily. You can't beat me. You should be taking me out of the game. Wait a minute. Am I doing the wrong thing? Should I be keeping Hannah in the game instead of Xavier?
Well, Hannah did do that a little bit, which like not opposite day, but saying that, you know, Tiffany, she's unbeatable. I would take you to the end. Tiffany's unbeatable. So she said it a couple of times in this conversation. I was hoping like, say it a couple of more, please, Tiffany, just let it penetrate that he would be not beating the best person in the game. But I think the fact that Hannah thought that the selling point was that she wouldn't take Tiffany. She would take him. And he's like, oh, I don't want to sit beside you though, Hannah.
Yeah. And he doesn't respect anybody that wants to take out the better player in the end. That's not respectable gameplay. Big D told him that he wanted to go to the end with competitors. And he was like, yeah, Big D, that's respectable. I appreciate that, Big D.
Well, and if this is like judging of like wanting to be Hitman number two or whatever, like that's not really what happened with like the Cody and the Derek of it all. Like he just felt like he had to take Derek because they've been working together the entire game. And it was a loyalty issue from my perspective. It wasn't like, you're the best player. I want to go up and see if I can win against you and I will take a lose and then come back again and then win. Like that's not how things I think went down.
Well, see, the way that Kylan sees it, the fact that they had been loyal to each other all game and that they had a relationship makes it weaker.
Oh, boy.
It's not as good because he says at the end of the night, we'll get there. But he says, you know, the difference, the only difference probably, but the difference between him and Xavier and Derek and Cody is that him and Xavier played their own game. They didn't even talk to each other through most of the season. And they're still going to make this. They're still going to take each other.
I mean, I know that Xavier's kind of alluded that like this final two or whatever is real, but like, I just do not see a world where that's going to happen. I don't. I think that I can see Xavier sitting in the end next to almost everybody except Kylan. And at this point, I don't really see Kylan sitting in the end with anybody. Like, I really don't think that he can get there.
Yeah. Well, Hannah tries. She says, I won't target you. You know, I would have been targeting Xavier. If Kylan's like, well, if you did hit the block, but I was making sure that you stayed, how would you feel about that? And she said, I'd feel not great about that. I feel like that's a bad move for you because, you'd be losing a number and Xavier has a deal with every person in this game. He goes, okay. And then he nominates Tiffany and Hannah.
It was so disappointing. Like, I mean, we knew that that was what was coming. We could tell by the one-on-ones that he was having that nothing was really making him think to change his mind or whatnot. He had one agenda that was to gather information that would allow him to feel though he was making the right decision, and he followed through. He played Xavier's game here, and he's now targeting Xavier and Derek F's number one target, and that's Tiffany. Why does let them take her out? She's not trying to take you out. Let them do that work. Why are you doing
it? But Chantel, she didn't trust him.
Oh, of course, of course.
So she needs to pay for not trusting him. He needs to evict her for not trusting that he wouldn't evict her. It'll really show her that she should have trusted
him. Absolutely. Oh my God. And make sure that she'll vote for him as well, because like, he
Yes.
the not good player in the game.
Tiffany's going to talk to Azza after being nominated. She says, well, Kylan and Xavier are working together. What did I tell you? Men stick together. Women don't.
It's so true. And it's really frustrating because, you know, we had so many men go out back to back to back to back to back. They had the numbers advantage. I know that it was the final six was always going to be 3-3. So we knew that it was going to come down to an even split, male, female. But I was just really hoping that the women would be able to stay together and not allow them to be, you know, picked off. And it's like, you know, I want to put the hope in like, hey, like if Azza wins the veto and takes off Hannah or Tiffany, like, oh, that'd be so awesome. It's like, but no, she absolutely would not do that because she would not want to risk Big D's game. And so there's no chance that all the women can stay in this game. No chance.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as well later in the night as she talks to Big D. Kylan is going to talk to Hannah. He says, I have been the most loyal person to Tiffany all game long, but she didn't trust me. And that is her biggest mistake in the game. Tiffany's biggest mistake in the game is not trusting me.
Letting the game get to her, the paranoia. Wait, is she having paranoia now, or is this like factual information at this point?
This is just such a one of those things where it's like, because again, this is not in the context of the game. He is going to tell the cameras this later in the night. He is going to say to Tiffany and Hannah's families, I apologize. I love Tiffany to death, but she really should have just trusted me. That's her biggest mistake in this game. This is not a tactic that he is using on the players. It's at the very best, I guess, a tactic he is using on us. But at the very least, he is using this as an outside of the game. I don't care about my own personal advancement in the game. I care about my own value judgment on who these people are. And this is what he's doing. And to me, this is just a massive red flag. If you ever encounter a person in your life, when you admit fault to them, when you say, I made a mistake, and they go and they light up, they're like, ooh. And they use that against you. Oh, you admitted to the mistake. So obviously you're in the wrong and now you owe me. And now I can punish you. If you ever find yourself in a position like that, you run a million miles in the opposite direction because that is terrible for you. And it is terrible for them.
Well, I just hate the moral police, you know, like, okay, what the main objective was always to be to get to six to the six. And I would just wish that the path to get there didn't matter. So whoever won their head of household, they could do whatever they really wanted to do, as long as the main objective was to get the six to the six. And like, that would have been a little bit more of a relaxed kind of gameplay. Like, it would have been more enjoyable to watch, that people didn't have to like tippy toe around their alliance that was like managing their every move. Like, oh, I took a step forward, but I didn't take it at the right time. And, you know, it's just the control that the, you know, Xavier and Kylan and even Big D to a certain extent have over like the how of getting to the final six. And now they got there. And so the women seemingly, or Tiffany and Hannah, are being judged for the steps that they took on the way to get the six to the six. And now it's like, well, you didn't get to the six how we wanted you to get here. So we're going to kick you out of the six now, because yeah, we got here, but we didn't like the path. So you're going to punish, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. This whole, like you really should have trusted me. It's a shame you didn't. It really brings me back to week one, when people were against Derek X, and then Brent was using it against Derek X, that he admitted that he was at fault. And Frenchie was, you know, talking about like, ah, well, it's and Frenchie was like inventing reasons to go after people in week one. It actually, there's actually a, we had a preview for the veto competition. BB Comics is the veto competition. You take two photos and you try to find the difference between these photos. So I actually wanted to, Chantal, I wanted to show you this preview. So this is, can you find the difference between these two photos?
Okay, one, a person's wearing a tie. And someone's wearing a baseball cap backwards. That's the only difference that I can see right now is the clothes.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Chantel got it. Chantel wins the BB Comics veto.
But you know what? The one difference actually is, another one, is the fact that Frenchie didn't apparently want to go against any women like of color, any minority women. What? So,
well, yeah, apparently.
So I guess that makes him the same, because he did.
Exactly. All right. So,
you know that I really thought that you had like a preview.
What are you talking about? That was the preview. That was it. That was, this is genuine. That's going to be on the episode.
All right. Opposite day.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kylan talks to Tiffany after he apologizes. She says she basically expected this. There's not going to be a lot here. She says to the cameras, I need to win the veto. That's where I'm at.
I mean, that is where she's at. I really hope it's not a swinging back and forth thing, because I don't know if well, maybe she'll be okay, because she did win that head of household competition, even though Xavier threw it. But if we're hoping that Xavier's not that great at noticing the difference between two things, so maybe he won't be as good. Even if it is a swinging thing, I don't know if Big D will be that great at it. Hannah could be good, so Hannah could save herself. But it still doesn't look good for Tiffany, I don't think. I hope that she can win it, but it really doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. I think there's a bigger chance that Hannah could save herself on the block next to Azza. Oh, actually, no. There's no chance.
Yeah. Tiffany talks to Hannah. They commiserate. They both say, well, if Kylan wants to lose to Xavier, we will oblige. They both say, we will absolutely vote for Xavier over Kylan, because He clearly doesn't care about winning.
Yeah, and that's really hard to play a game with. And like, that's what we were, like, I had problems with the cookout, for not for what they were trying to do, but for the fact that Tiffany wasn't really able to set herself up for a successful end game because she's playing with people that she didn't really get along with or like or trust even. And so it's just frustrating that, you know, she's not in the final six with the people that she really works well with, and that she's not going to be able to benefit from her really good game plan. And her strategic ability is actually really, really good. And she's pretty good at this game, but she just didn't connect with these five other people as well as she's connected with people that are already out of the game. And it's like, yeah, there's nothing she could do. And it's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where we are. And they're gonna, you know, sort of just hang out for the rest of the day. Not a ton of game to be talked here. We're waiting for the veto competition. As I said, though, we do get a couple of camera talks. Hannah talks to the cameras late at night saying that, basically her only option left in the game is to split up Kyland and Xavier next week. If she wins the HOH, she says, maybe I can try to use Azza, convince Azza to use the veto on me this week. And then we can get, you know, Xavier up there and send Xavier home at that point. She does not understand right now that, Kyland is in the middle of, becoming a Super Saiyan, and thinks that he's Goku.
Watching Hannah, like, she was being very rational, but she forgets that we're not playing with someone that's playing rationally. And, you know, I like the fact that she's like, well, let me go work on my relationship with Azza to see if that maybe that could be a possibility. But Azza's always like sticks her heels in and she doesn't budge about things that are like that she has her convictions towards. So I don't think it's too late to work on Azza, to be honest, to get her to be on your side in this regard. Big D has been like in her corner since day one. They were on the original team together. They are locked in. There's no way that she's going to risk Big D going up. And all Kylie would have to say is like, well, Big D would go up. And she'd be like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that then. So there's just no hope there. But I mean, it could be good for her maybe later to get on Azza's good side. But I don't know how valuable it's going to be for this week.
Yeah, and she says maybe she can form a final two with Big D, or maybe a final three with Big D and Azza, and then like maybe a final two with Kai. She also needs to make X feel good about her. And this is when I'm like, travel back in time. When you were talking to the cameras and you were saying, I don't want to make too many final two deals because I don't want to Tyler myself. And now you're kind of wishing that you'd made those final two deals, huh? The one final two deal she did make with Alyssa was amazing. It worked out great for her game. Alyssa went home. She's telling everybody that she thinks Hannah's playing the best game. She full on made a final two with Alyssa, and that same week evicted Alyssa directly. And Alyssa is saying Hannah played the best game because people don't not vote for the person they had a final two with most of the time.
Especially with these people here now, you know, I think she really needed to make a final two with these six, especially since they weren't her ideal people that she wanted to play with. She wanted to play with Derek X. She wanted to play, well, still with Tiffany, but they're not the people that she was playing with. And they even told her like, hey, yeah, we didn't even consider you really part of the six until like, what was that, week two, week three? When Tiffany, outed something, or I can't remember how it actually happened, but like, you know, she wasn't even included. And so the fact that she was so worried about making these final two, it's like, well, these people kind of have been working together for longer than you've been a part of it. So you kind of need to swoop in there and get some, you know, protection with these people. And so later on and down at six, why were you not thinking about the six, Hannah? Why not? Like, you think a lot about this game. What about the six?
This Tyler lost because he made too many final two narratives has now cost future Tyler the game. And it has now also cost Hannah the game, because she believed it. That's where she stands. Azza is going to talk to Big D. And here's why. If Hannah had gone to Azza to make a final two, I believe that Azza would have said yes. If she had said final three, final two, if she had said anything, Azza would have said yes. And then Azza would have felt obligated to adhere to it. And then Azza would probably use the veto on her this week. And she probably would be willing to do something a little extra. Maybe would go after Xavier. The thing is, for Azza in particular, it's literally, and she says this to Big D, whoever I make a deal with first, and then I have to be honest. Literally, of all people in the six, Kyland is the one that got to her first at this point. Kyland is the one that decided, I'm going to go ahead, you know, Azza hates me, but I'm still going to go and make a deal with her. And that's why I'm extra frustrated with Kyland, because he is a good player when he doesn't want to lose. And he managed to pull her over. And she tells Big D, I'm going to have trouble next week because I promised Kai that I wouldn't vote him out next week. And that means if Hannah wins and she puts up Kai and Xavier, I'm going to have to vote Xavier out.
Don't even. I just can't. I know she's saying that right now, but when I was seeing her and Xavier cuddling, like they're a couple, like for like an hour, and they're just like, you know, he's just stroking her shoulder. I'm just like, there's no way that she would vote him out. I just really don't see that world. She is too hard eyes for him. Like, I know it's not going to happen. I just can't allow myself to believe. I can't go down that path. Like, there's things that I can believe in this game. But this is not one of them. I do not believe that she will vote out Xavier over Kyland, who she has been targeting for the last few weeks. That ruined her relationship with Tiffany because she wanted to go after Kyland and Tiffany wanted to keep Kyland. So now she's going to be protecting Kyland. Like, there's no, I can't. No.
Well, that's what she's telling Big D, and Big D's like, then I guess we need to pray that that doesn't happen. He goes on to tell her that, you know, he's the reason that she has not gone up on the block so far this season, that she's the only person now that hasn't touched the block, and it's all because of Big D. And he has, he explains it in much more graphic detail than that, but he says that he has really been taking the hits for her. And he says, he also goes on to say, and I am going to paraphrase, because this is what he is essentially telling her. He says, yeah, Azza, the thing is, it's really going to be hard to cut you at the final three to bring Xavier to the final two. But, you know, I did make a deal with him early on and I made that commitment, and it's going to be hard for me though. Cause you know, I feel like it would go against my morals a little bit because we do have a really good relationship, but I did make that commitment. And you know, Azza, I would expect you to cut me if you had made a commitment. So, you know, I'm just, that's what I'm telling you, is that I would expect you to do that to me. And she says, oh no, it's okay. I'm okay with getting third place. I know that you made that commitment and I'm okay with you taking Xavier to the final three. Commitments are very important to me.
I can't play games with people like this. Like, it would just frustrate me to no end. Like, not Big D, but just in general, the type of player that Azza is appearing to be. Like, where is that woman that was like, whoever's the head of household, I'm coming for them. Like, that puts a target on their back and that makes me know who I'm going to try to get out of the game. Like, where is that woman? I was like, okay, let's see how she's going to play. Not like, I'm okay with third. I'm going to get, like, you know, the most stipends. You know, I'm here still, like, till almost to the end. Like, what? Like, why are you playing if you're not playing to win? I play everything to win. Like, even if it's for nothing, I still play to win. That's the objective.
Yeah. People wonder why it's like, why, you know, it was like, Tiffany is the best player in this house. Like, she literally carried this entire group of people on her back all season long. And now they're in the final six and they're like, man, we were really good, huh? We really made it. We really did something here.
I can't wait, though, till when they come out of the game and, like, everybody, all the game analysis comes out and, like, they're just like, oh, this is how we are portrayed and how we are seen. I wouldn't be very proud, necessarily.
Yeah. And genuinely though, that's my thing. Like, you can tell, because look, at the end of the day in Big Brother, somebody is going to win. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to make it far. It does not mean that they are good at the game. It just means that they made it far. And so one of the telltale signs of how good a player is, in my opinion, is how self-aware they are of what they did to get themselves to that point. So when you have people like Xavier saying that he carried the cookout and that he did all those things, he's not aware of all the things that Tiffany did. He has no idea of what happened in the game to get the cookout to this point. He thinks that Tiffany did nothing. When you have Big D, who thinks that he ran this game, he's going to go on to explain to Azza that he's the reason Sarah Beth went up on the block on Derek X's HOH. We'll talk about that. You know, when you have Kyland, who is completely fooled into thinking that Xavier is like the best player in the house solely because the actual best player in the house has gotten a bunch of people to put to prop up X's threat level so that he would be targeted, not realizing that there'd be a dummy in the house that goes, oh, that's what I want. This is where we are.
And also in one of the conversations with Kylan and Tiffany, and, you know, Kylan's like, yeah, you know, me and Hannah are the only two people that were able to control their other person, like their plus ones. And Tiffany's like, well, I mean, I think that there was a little bit of like help that people had. Like, you didn't listen exactly to what I said. Like, before you respond, like, listen to exactly, like, don't respond to what you think that I'm saying. Respond to what I said. And she's like, okay, sorry, what did you say? He's like, I said, the three of us are the only three people that had any sort of control over their plus ones. I'm like, take a breath, Tiffany. Like, I don't think I would have been able to hold my composure with him. I think I might have I'd lashed out. Like, I would have gotten very angry especially with how condescending and unkind he's really being to somebody that he's been cuddling with. It just rubs me very wrong way.
Well, Big D explains, Big D also says that he's the reason, that Kyland came to her with a deal, that he's the one that got Kyland to stop coming after her. He explains that, he's explaining to her that, so you understand, Oz, that if Kyland proposes a final two to you, you're going to need to say yes, because it would be dumb to say no. This is the top level gameplay we're getting at the final six. She says, he doesn't seem to want to. Big D disagrees. He thinks Kylan would want to take Azza to the final two. He continues to say he's been protecting her all game. He says, every HOH, every week, I knew what was going on. I've always known. I've been on top of all of the information. Like, for instance, during Derek X's week, when I planted the seed to get Sarah Beth on the block. And Azza immediately says, no, that seed had been planted like the week before. And he's like, no, I know about that. I know about that. But hear me out. So what I said, I told DX, I was like, you've got to get that damn SB on the block. And I was like, and Christian, he's really dangerous in this game. And he was like, oh yeah. And then SB, Christian on the block, followed up, bam, 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 boom, made it happen. When you watch it back, you'll see.
This is the same, like, you know, Kool-Aid that Alyssa was drinking, believing that she was the one that, like, got Claire evicted from the game.
Well, at least in that case, like, Hannah was actively trying to trick Alyssa into believing this. Nobody even knows that Big D thinks this.
Like, he shouldn't. Like, there's probably shock. Be like, why would you think that? It had nothing to do with you. You just voted the way that we wanted you to vote. And now you want. And that's another thing that it's like crazy is the fact that he thinks that the only reason now he's going to lose this game if he's in the final two is because he wasn't allowed to give any sympathy votes to the people that are going out the door. He didn't get to do that. So now he has no votes in the jury.
Yeah.
I can't with these people. Taryn, what happened to our game? What happened?
I mean, this is the result of, we're seeing the result of somebody who has carried people. You really have to look at it as the win condition was getting them to the six. And now we're just seeing the result of people who didn't exactly bring themselves.
Deserve to get there kind of thing. Or like make that path on their own.
Yeah. Kylan is going to talk to the cameras. This is when he apologizes to Hannah and Tiffany's family. But, you know, though, it is all Tiffany's fault for not trusting me. By her own admission, she didn't trust me. He says her mistake was when she stopped trusting me. And he says, and look, I'm the crazy person that wants to go to the end with the best. It just seems like it's not possible now because she has not had my back in the same way that I had hers. I really wanted to go to the end with both Tiffany and Xavier, but then she didn't trust me. So, it's just not going to be possible. But it's so hard for me. You know, she's amazing. So it's very hard for me to have to make this move.
Do you think that she should have trusted him when he was like everything that she was saying when they were like cuddling and then she'd go and run it back and complain to Xavier and Big D about it? Like there's been valid, like real reasons why she shouldn't really be trusting you. And is he saying that she should have had blind trust for him? Is that what he means? Like, does she have to only do what he says and believe everything he says in order for him to respect her in this game? She has to completely listen, trust, and basically obey his every command. Is that what it is? Is that the problem, actually?
Yeah. I mean, the Kylan logic is nobody should feel foolish for trusting me and being played by me. But you should feel foolish if you didn't trust me when I betray you, because then it's your fault for not trusting me.
Right. Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. He goes on to say he believes that he can take care of his loved ones with or without $750,000. And this is when he says that him and Xavier aren't playing like Derek and Cody. They're playing their own game. They don't even talk to each other. So even better than Derek and Cody. Right now, he says, if everyone is telling me that Xavier is the best, I can't help myself. I need to be sitting next to him. I need to be sitting next to the best. And hey, it's not because I have an ego. It's only because I want to be the best me. It's the Goku mentality. I'm going to let them charge up and be at their best potential when I beat them. And I believe that I can.
Well, my other question is, though, has he figured out how he's going to get there? Because does he just think that Xavier is going to win and keep him? Because, like, the votes, like, if he's ever nominated, even if it's by accident, he doesn't have the votes to stay.
I believe that he, again, I mean, he's so far down this tunnel that he is, I believe that he has seen that Xavier is probably not going to take it. I think that he sees that. And I think that he is setting himself up to be like, I'm noble. I think he's scared that he can't win. And I think he wants to beat the best and be beaten by the best so that he can be like, that's why I lost. And I think that, he's also setting himself up to be like, if Xavier takes him out, I guess I was wrong about Xavier. I guess he didn't want to beat the best.
He didn't have
that honor. He didn't have the respectable win. And the only reason I lost is because I was better than him and I wanted to have that, respectable win.
Right. Okay. I get that. You know what I mean? I can understand what you mean by his strange logic here. I just want people to play that want to win. So, like, Azza, just want to win the game. Just want to win the game and try to do things to make you want to win the game. I'm not, like, that's why I never loved, like, the whole idea of the six, just because, like, people weren't playing their own game. Love the movement, love the mission. I'm happy that they succeeded 100%. But, like, I want people to be self-interested and be doing, making moves that are good for their game. And so when you see Tiffany and Hannah just trying so hard to preach logic to someone that's illogical, it's like, it's so unrewarding. And I'm just terrified of, like, what's going to happen, like, next week. So we're just going to have Hannah, like, trying to preach logic to people that are illogical, and then, like, what happens at the final four? Like, I don't even know if I can watch. Like, what are you gonna do, Tarrant? How are you gonna watch these people in the final four?
I mean, the thing, like, Kylan, he thinks he's Goku. Like, I don't know if you guys don't know Dragon Ball Z, Goku is the main character, and Goku is the least egotistical person. He's just, like, very he only cares about protecting his friends, and he cares about fighting, and he wants to beat the best. He wants to improve himself as much as possible. But Goku has there's another character in Dragon Ball Z. That character is Vegeta. Vegeta is an arrogant a-hole who is always jealous of how Goku is better than him, but always says that he's still better than Goku, even though he's never beaten Goku. And he is constantly being like, now I'm better than Goku. Wait, just wait and see. This, I'm going to intentionally tank my best chance of beating the enemy in order to prove how great I am. And then he loses every time.
So
Thailand is Vegeta. Idea of
who, right. Yeah. So he doesn't know who he actually is in this scenario. Wow. Okay. Kylan, I want someone to shake him. It's like, come on, you can win this. Like, he could actually win it. I don't understand why he wants to leave the people. Like, you know, the logic that Claire was having from weeks ago was like, let's get rid of Big D because he's taking up one of those spots. Like, it's going to be very tempting for Xavier to not want to take Big D. He doesn't care about beating the best. Like, he wants to win $750,000. It's too much of a gamble to go up against Kylan or Tiffany. Like, even Hannah's too much of a gamble. Like, he's going to go up against Big D or Azza if he has the choice. And that's kind of the path that you're supposed to have. Like, you're supposed to want to do that. And that's why you want to take out those players that can mess things up or win competitions that are not really on your, when you're not, they're not on your side and they're not going to benefit you. Like, maybe Oz is going to win a competition right now. And I don't think that she's going to keep you safe, Kylan, even though I know we just talked about it, but I just don't think she's going to do that right now. I don't know how I'm going to watch these last couple weeks. It's sad. I was so well in this game.
Kylan does say that he does not intend to take a shot at Hannah next. That's actually not what he's going to do, because he personally thinks that she is the next best competitor after himself and Xavier. And so for him, in order to live up to his own ideal of taking the competitors to the end, even though he's taking Tiffany out now, he wouldn't personally take a shot at Hannah, but he assumes that other people are going to. He's not exactly playing next HOH. But it's not a shot that he wrong. Would take.
Hannah might say something wrong. Like, she might, you know, lie. He might find out that she lied to him or that she didn't trust him at one point. Like, she might find out something, and then all that goes out. Everything goes out the window if that happens.
Mm-hmm. He says he's probably going to throw the veto tomorrow. He does not actually want to win it at this point, which is the opposite of what he said the day before. So who knows? He's like, well, maybe I won't be able to throw because it'll be individually timed. But then he's like, you know what? Whatever. I don't even care. He'll probably end up throwing the veto tomorrow. And he talks about, like, maybe I'll win the veto and maybe I'll want to do this. Maybe I'll want to save Tiffany. Who knows? Expect the unexpected, audience. It seems like he might throw it. He might see himself in the comic and be like, no, I am Goku. I need to win it. Who knows?
I'm excited to see the comics.
It'll be fun, yeah.
And I hope that, like, maybe they won't do what I'm expecting them to do. I really don't want them to swinging back and forth. That's going to take a lot of stamina, because Xavier will have more stamina than Tiffany and Hannah. And, like, maybe it'll balance out, because Hannah at least will be better at, you know, figuring out the differences. But stamina wise, I think Xavier's got that if they have to swing back and forth. If it's something like that, but different, where stamina doesn't come into play, then I have maybe a little bit higher hopes with Tiffany. But we haven't seen her play in any competitions like that. So we didn't see her play in the most recent, the POW, POP, whatever, WOW one. We didn't see her play. So we don't know how she is at, like, you know, remembering what's there and then, you know, recalling. And then we didn't see her play the other one that was a little bit similar. So I don't know how Tiffany's going to do. Has she spoke? I didn't hear her, but did she speak anything about if she would do well in either of those competitions?
So she feels like she's very good at, like, spot the difference things.
Okay.
She's felt that way. However, she did not perform well in the last, you know, competition where she was supposed to spot the differences. I don't remember. Did she play in the logic, the order, whatever it was one? I remember her saying, like, it might have been a quiz one then, that she was like, I thought I was really good at this, but I did not do well at that one. She might do very well. She might not. But Hannah certainly, I think, will be good at it as well. Again, as long as it's not too, physical, then, I think they both could have a good shot, here. Kyland, is going to wrap up. He says, you know, it's why, you know, some people call me a mad scientist, because like sometimes, you know, people ask me questions, like simple questions. I'll be like, well, you don't understand. That is not as simple of a question as you think it is. It's not just like who, but also like how and why. I can't just like answer a simple question like that.
we know Kylan. We know. I was just trying to like follow him. I'm like, okay, because he starts his conversations all over the place. And I'm like, not sure which tangent he's going to go down this way, or is he going this way? Like, I can't follow him. And so the fact that like, this is his thing is that like, oh, like I like thinking it more outside of the box, you know, like I like, you know, not so people don't know exactly what I'm thinking and where I'm going. I think that that's probably his MO, because it makes him more mysterious. It makes him seem a little bit more intelligent, that he doesn't have like a traditional train of thought.
Are we sure that he's 30 years old and he's not like an edgelord teenager?
He had a birthday in the house.
I'm not entirely sure. Because I feel like I'm hearing the words of a high schooler anytime I hear Kylan speak.
Well, and one that's like trying to like feel powerful or feel smart or feel like,
I'm just weird like that. That like I really want to like beat the best, and I'm really honorable, and I'm like super smart, and I dig for like the deeper meaning to questions. You know, I'm just weird like that. You know,
I don't get him, to be honest. I mean, I get him as much as you've explained him to me, but like I've never really met anybody in my life like that. Except maybe then when I was a teenager, maybe when people were finding themselves.
I mean, the saddest part of all of it is that he's so dead set on this, like, oh, Tiffany didn't trust me. So that's why she needs to go. And Tiffany is the one that, you know, she did say,
shut the fuck up, Kylan.
But, she's the one that's been working very hard to try to protect him all last week. Genuinely has wanted to go to the final three with him forever, basically. And Xavier's the one who he never talked to and wanted to take Kylan out at six for a very long time in the game. But of course, she admitted it to me. So she's got to go.
So I think one of the biggest problems too with why Kylan immediately doesn't trust Tiffany is that all that happened on that double eviction, which was like there was some obvious confusion, and Hannah did put up Kylan because she wanted to save face with Alyssa, not realizing that Kylan was going to be so angry by this decision. And Tiffany didn't know that she was being tested when he asked her, like, are you okay with this? And yeah, what? Yeah, huh? What's happening? And I think that he believes that Tiffany went in and convinced Hannah not to put her up and to put Kylan up instead. Like, I think that that's what he must have thought what was going on, that he like betrayed her. But it's kind of like both him and Xavier, they get so mad about being put up and then being saved when they're like, there's just no chance that they weren't going to be saved on the block. I don't understand, but I think that that might be one of the reasons why he's so freshly angry at Tiffany and Hannah, is because like they did that double eviction, not on his terms.
Yeah. Hannah did ask him directly, is it because I put you on the block? He said, no. Oh. Who knows? Who knows what's real with this guy? This guy that says he plays Big Brother every day of his real life. That's where we are. That's where we are for the day. We are going to head into this veto and see if that shakes anything up. But there's not likely a lot to be shaken up at this point. It will either be Tiffany or Hannah. And basically, it will only be Hannah if Tiffany wins this veto. So that is what we're going to be waiting for today.
I'm so scared. Like, I wasn't able to watch the double. I watched it, but I was like really nervous about the double eviction because I was like, we knew that Tiffany was in such a dangerous position. And I'm feeling the same way here, but I don't have as much optimism. And I had no optimism on Thursday. So I don't have as much optimism today for Tiffany. I'm really worried that her mission was fulfilled and that was just getting the six to the six. And that's going to be the end of her journey. So that's how I feel. I hate that I feel that way because, you know, she has been, I feel, the star of the strategic element of this game. And it has been really interesting watching her maneuver things. And, you know, the fact that she didn't set herself up with these five other people better is just frustrating. And it's just because they don't get along. They don't like each other. And it sucks.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have for you today. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds and with, of course, the results of this veto competition that they will be playing today. So tune in for that. I will also be talking about The Circle later today. I'm on The Circle Roundtable talking about the first week of Circle episodes. If you are interested in that, if you're like, I need to take a Kylan break, and you want to check out some Circle, you can do that. You can, of course, also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And I'll be playing some Among Us tomorrow, and we'll have an episode to watch, and that'll be fun. You can also find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. So check all of that out. Chantel, where can people find you?
You know, on Instagram at @ShanFranFran or on Twitter at @Shan_Fran. You can find pretty much all my social links there. And then on YouTube, I have a channel, Reality Realness, with three S's, where pretty much daily I go online to talk about something. So come and hang out. And tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, I talked to Sarah from Nerdtainment about Survivor South Africa. Really good season. Second to last episode is tonight. So if you want some Survivor content completely different than Big Brother, where everybody's like rootable and like they're playing to win, maybe you want to check that out.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.